Hello, this is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am, yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender, queer, gender, non-confirming, not exclusively male nor female?
Female.
Additional. A female. Thank you so very much. And what is the year of your birth, just to make we're speaking to people of all ages, please? Just the year.
Yes, sir. 1980.
Thank you very much. And moving forward, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And what is your race? I mean, what is your race?
Why is black? African-American.
African-American. Thank you. Moving forward, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, please? Bachelor's degree. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, any number, please.
I will put it at a 7.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am dissatisfied.
Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Okay. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Any number from 0 to 10? The Republican Party.
Oh, I give him a 0.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
I probably should know who he is, but I do not know who that is.
Okay, so you never heard of him, right? Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm just getting into him. I'm going to give it a 5 because I don't know yet where I fall with him. Okay.
And Donald Trump?
A 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I give her a strong 7.
Okay. Joe Biden?
I'll bring him down to a 6.
Okay. Attorney General Josh Stein?
Josh Stein. I want to say I'm still probably around a 5 with him.
5, okay. And the Democratic Party, please?
I'm going to give them a 7.
Thank you very much for your opinion. It's important. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political office, but no president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'm going Democrat.
Democrat Kamala Harris, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement 8, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A or statement B?
A.
A much more or somewhat more, closer to your opinion?
Much more. I think we should have learned these last 2 years that all of our government has a lot of impact on our lives, yes.
Indeed. Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, if, even if neither is perfect? A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. B, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or C, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
I'm going to go with C.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future?
I'm positive.
Okay. The future of the planet?
I'm still positive.
Okay. And the future of the country?
I'm still optimistic. I'm optimistic. Yeah.
Okay. And do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same. I've been voting
about
all
the same.
Thank
you. And now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't have time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates or even none of the above or other.
I would say... overall, they are making it harder. The racist politicians are making it harder for people like myself. It doesn't deter me, so I'm still going to choose that one. And I'll say other. Possibly.
And other.
Yeah, other. Mm-hmm.
What could you exactly suggest by other in your own words?
Because I'm a parent, and I honestly, I'm a little, I don't want to take them this time. I'm more... cautious about, I would take my son like with me to the voting booth, but because I'm a single mom, that might be the one thing that might deter me. My schedule might not permit it.
Okay. Totally understood. Thank you. Thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for people you vote in the upcoming election, for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Democrats, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, all politicians, or none of the above?
The racist ones and the Republicans, because some of the racists are Republicans.
Racist politicians and MAGA Republicans, okay.
And MAGA Republicans, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And now below it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned. A 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from 0 to 10.
I'm so sorry. You lost my attention. My daughter called me, sir. I'm so sorry. Can you, I got to finish this. A little later, you can call me back. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.